Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to another episode of October's Very Owned, a podcast by Noisy. This is Dan Ozzie and Eric Sunderman.
Hello.
Yeah, that's when you say hello.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Okay, shut up. If this is your first episode on this show, we talk about Drake every single day.
For a month. 31 days of Drake.
And maybe some other things. Maybe, life.
Yeah. More life.
More life. It's a lifestyle podcast that happens to center around the rapper Drake.
The enigma that is the Six God. And what's today?
Today, I don't know if we have like a sound we can use, like a cheering sound, but like it's Drake's birthday! Happy birthday, Drake!
Hey, all right!
It is the 24th of October. Drake was born on this day in 1986, and to usher in Drake's 31st year on planet Earth, we have former Noisy editor, Drew Millard.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, young golfer, old dirty legitimate child, young Drake, half-birthday man. I met Drake once. We talked for 10 minutes. He had been doing interviews all day, and it was like the night of Nothing Was the Same album release. And he looked exhausted, and I was like, yo, are you okay, man? Like, do you need some time to like collect yourself? And he just kind of looks, he focuses inwards, and he goes, nah, man, I'll give you some fresh shit. Just turns on, best fucking interview I ever did. Everything he gave me ended up in the story. Incredible.
Is this still your nickname?
What? Oh, yeah.
Whole thing was one of your nicknames.
That was his whole nickname.
Yes.
That's one thing that we're missing. We got to do like Desus and Miro and just do like 5 minutes of AKAs where we're like, AKA Lil iTunes, AKA Young Podcaster.
AKA Eric.
AKA Eric. Wow, that's good. It's a good start.
Well, we're here. We're talking about Drake.
Talking about Drake on his
31st
welcoming his
birthday.
31st year into the world. I guess I want to start with, say, in an alternate universe, the three of us were friends with Drake Aubrey. We get invited to his 31st birthday. What do you get?
Wait, hold on. Pause. Yeah. How does the invite come to Drake's birthday? Is it a Facebook invite?
I think it comes via paperless post.
No, I think he sends everybody like a bottle of champagne that has a card in it. You know, it's like, come to Drake's birthday.
Or it could be, you know, when you're rich, you have access to different things than the poors do.
And the normies, yeah.
What if, like, you know, in Harry Potter, like the owls that they send messages to each other with? What if that's real and we're just too poor, but Drake, since his like mascot is the owl, he sends a carrier owl.
Yeah.
And then he just has the bottle of champagne. Jacked owl.
200 owls, send the champagne, and then he just kills them all. Because that's nothing to him. He can just easily afford to kill 200 owls.
Owls behind him. Yeah, so when you're invited to Drake's birthday, an owl shows up. And
With a champagne bottle. And then the owl gets killed.
And the owl dies.
Yeah. But it's worth it. Just that's how much he wants you to know how welcome you will be at his.
Okay, so we've all received the invitation, and now
dead owl on our front.
There's dead owl on our front porch.
So you bury the owl. And what's next?
And what's next? So you're going to the party.
I mean, am I? I haven't decided. Put me down for a maybe. Yeah. You know, I'm a pretty busy guy.
Yeah, I got conflicts.
What day is it? Oh, I'm busy. Sorry.
It's October. Wait, what day of the week is October 24th? Just kidding. It doesn't matter. You have to go to Drake's birthday party. It's like a reverse command performance.
Yeah, if you get invited to Drake's birthday party and an owl dies.
Yeah, I guess I would go for the owl.
Go for
because
the owl.
I don't want an owl to die for
he
no
hooted
reason.
For you.
Yeah. He hooted his last hoot so that I could get invited to Drake's birthday.
So you're going to Drake's birthday.
All right.
Yeah, and what do you do?
What do you get him?
You get it, yeah. What do you get?
I want to pass this to our esteemed guest, Drew. Yeah.
Okay, so as I was saying before the podcast, it's not really a question of what to get him. It's a question of trying to figure out which type of drones he already has and getting him a type of drone that he does not have.
Yeah. No, it's important to know what his drone selection is like when you're picking out your drone to give him.
Yeah, like do you get a drone? Do you get like an Obama drone that shoots people?
That
do you
feels
get
too
like,
like I don't
a remote
need,
control
yeah,
drone?
I wouldn't. You don't think he's a drone guy?
No, I think he's a drone guy. I think he's a very tech guy. He's probably got a big video game.
He wears
like,
Apple
VR
watches.
Yeah, he's got like a virtual reality set up in his house, definitely. But that's the thing is like he gets.
He's a tech guy. He's got VR.
Yeah, well, yeah. VR's cool, man.
Yeah, dude, woo.
He probably has some nerd friend like making him a game where he's in the game and he gets to have sex like with whoever he wants.
Whoever he wants.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called the Six God.
Yeah.
It's actually just called Drake's Life.
It's just Drake's Life, yeah.
I think I would get Drake a fleshlight because, because like it seems like he has a lot of problems with like emotional intimacy. He often will rush into things just because his like, you know, his dick brain is taking control and he's like, I want to fuck. Yeah. But then he ends up sort of like leaving his romantic partner high and dry, or has second thoughts, or gets sucked in too deep. And it seems like he has a lot of issues with this stuff. So if he could just fuck a tube that like
Drew, I see the point that you're making. However, would you feel comfortable giving another man a fleshlight?
Oh,
as
yeah,
a gift.
Definitely. When I was working at Vice, I once got a box of fleshlights because I was going to do this article that was going to be called Can You Survive in the Woods with Just a Box of Fleshlights? And I ended up not doing the article, so I had a box of fleshlights. And so
Did you put in a request for the box of fleshlights?
Yeah, yeah. The fleshlight rep dropped it off. She was amped.
Like, good luck in the forest.
Yeah. Well, like, okay, so you can, like, make a hot dog cooker out of tinfoil and, like, a paper milk carton. So I was going to do that with, like, this big fleshlight.
Right.
And you can also, like, the silicone inserts in them, if you tie it off, you can put water in it. And then I was going to, like, put some rocks in another silicone insert and, like, pretend to go hunting with them.
You're like Bear Grylls of, is that his name?
Yeah, Grylls of fleshlights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed in that you never mentioned like using it for the intended purpose in the woods where you have a lot of space and privacy. I would think that would be the number one thing you would use it for in the woods.
No, man, you're just fucking not in a tree. Come on.
So you have 30 fleshlights that you're using for cooking, bathing yourself, but you're just going to jack it behind a tree.
Okay, all right.
No, not behind a tree. Don't be ridiculous. In a tree. You know how trees have like knots where like a branch breaks
sure.
off?
I feel like we're getting off track.
I feel like we're right on track.
Anyway, so the point is, after I didn't do this article, I, as a prank, ended up mailing a fleshlight to my friend Jeremy without telling him I was mailing it to him. And so it just showed up at his house.
That's sick. That's funny. So you want to do that to Drake?
Yeah, except I'll bring it to him.
No. Will you say it's from you?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
Eric, what would you get?
I'm going to get my shit monogrammed on it.
Yeah, like a monogrammed fleshlight.
Yeah, it's gonna
that would be classy.
I feel like I would get Drake like a cool film camera like a 35,
that's a really thoughtful gift,
like, right? A 35 millimeter point shoot, like with the flash.
Yeah.
So he, like,
can you imagine Drake getting into photography?
I was just gonna say,
God, it would be the worst.
It would be kind of sick though. Like, could you, like, if his Instagram just turned into, like, you know, like when you edit the photo and it, like, there's a lot of white space around it, and it was just like all the, like, artsy pictures,
yeah,
of like,
oh,
arches,
yeah, Drake would own.
I caught this leaf blowing.
Oh my God! Like, he just wants to be, you know, the next
arches, just taking pictures of like Toronto architecture.
That's what it's, yeah, that's what it's about.
And all his like albums would be, mm-hmm, like architecture focused.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah,
they kind of already are.
Yeah, I think, yeah, we could make that argument. We'll do that for another podcast. The architecture of Drake's album.
Drake to me seems like a very, I don't want to say selfish person, but he seems like he'd be very hard to shop for. One, because like I said, I think he seems like a tech guy, but he probably, Apple probably sends him the new whatever,
you know, the rich gets richer.
Yeah.
You know?
So you can't buy him any, like, cutting edge tech, because you're never going to beat him, and he just gets it for free. So it's kind of meaningless. And then I feel like if you got him, like, a sentimental gift that you really thought about, that you're like, hey, man, like, when we were in the fifth grade, you broke your arm, and I never told you this, but I kept a piece of the cast, and, like, I have it, and I, like, it means a lot to me, and I want to give it to you. He'd be like, oh, man, thanks so much. And, like, he would just put it somewhere, and he'd probably throw it out the next day.
Yeah,
like, yeah, yeah.
Accidentally.
What if we made Drake a cool mix CD of music he might enjoy and might want to sample?
I think that's good. Cool. That's, like, productive, too, because you're kind of contributing to the sound that is Drake.
Yeah. I think that, like, he would be pretty into, like, an Ethiopique's box set.
Or, like, Awesome Tapes from Africa. Like,
yeah.
Shout out those guys, by the way. You know?
Yeah, I was in a record store in Greenpoint earlier today, and there was actually an entire section that was Awesome Tapes from Africa.
Yeah.
Next to a Finders Keepers section. So, shouts out the record store in Greenpoint.
Academy?
I've already forgotten the name of. No, the other one.
Co-op 87.
No,
Captured
no,
Tracks.
No, Co-op 87 is cool,
the though. The one up on Manhattan Ave all the way up?
Yeah,
Propeller,
yeah.
Propeller or whatever that is? The one next... No, it's next to Propeller Coffee Shop. And,
it's next to The Thing, which also has records.
Yeah, I was there yesterday.
Oh, really?
So I think he could get into some records. I think Drake could get into some records.
Drake definitely listens to music on vinyl. Like,
I think I have the perfect gift for Drake. We get him a subscription to Vinyl Me Please.
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
That is a good gift.
Yeah, great.
He would love that,
gift that
actually
keeps giving. I mean,
it's like the Cheese of the Month Club, but for sound.
I think he would like a gift that's about him. Like, I think if you got him, like, an oil painting of himself, he would love that.
Maybe. I think it would have to be self-aware. You would have to get, like, what you would need to do. I got it. It's an oil painting of the Drake meme that's, like,
Shunning,
and then embracing. I don't know it's shunning or embracing.
What if he's shunning and embracing a smaller version of himself, or maybe his inner child?
I imagine it's like one of those Hallmark cards. It's like he's shunning, like, over the hill.
Yeah.
And he's embracing, like, you know, forever young.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he would love that, because it's just so he loves himself, and he'd think it'd be funny to make fun of himself, and that shit would go in his bedroom.
You know what would be a great way to tell if he is what he likes for his birthday? If he would come on this podcast,
yeah,
and tell us.
Happy birthday, Drake.
Happy birthday, Drake. Come on the podcast.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Actually, I think you guys should keep the last episode of this podcast unrecorded.
Oh, for sure.
Until the 31st and extend an invitation to Drake.
No, we've extended it every episode.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We're open
invitation.
Open invite.
Great. And if he doesn't show up, you should just interview him anyway and either have song lyrics or dead air.
Right.
Just be his response.
Probably just dead
air. I have a question. Why do you think it's so funny to think about what Drake's birthday is like and what the gifts that Drake would have on his birthday?
Drake is like the apotheosis of capitalism. He obtains and acquires and commodifies feelings and emotions and feelings and emotions and emotions and feelings and also things. And tings. This doesn't have anything to do with your question, but can I say a thing that I just remembered and I need to say before I forget?
Yeah.
Okay, so one time I had to go review a Magid Jordan show at a graveyard in L.A. And standing there outside of the building, which had no air conditioning, which was bad, was Drake's, like, hot crew member. And he was singing Hotline Bling, and he was also smoking a joint. I don't think he had his card. Retroactively calling the cops.
What a narc.
Yeah, snitch.
I'm going to double narc on him now because he kept singing the chorus of the song, I know in that Hotline Bling, that can only mean one ting. And it was real weird.
That sounds weird.
What was your question?
Well, why it's funny to think of gifts to give to Drake.
See, I think it's funny because, as I've mentioned, I think of Drake as just a perpetually grown-up 12-year-old boy. So I really think that it's very much like what a 12-year-old boy would imagine like a cool man having for a birthday.
So, like, a cool gift to give Drake would be, like, you know, you call up, you somehow get, like, the line to Nintendo or something, and
I'm friends with Drake.
Yeah, hey, I want to give him the next console that I know hasn't even been announced yet. Can you give me that?
Because
I want to give it to Drake.
My name is Dan. It's going to sound crazy. I'm going to Drake's birthday party. Mm-hmm. He loves Nintendo. What I would like is for you to make me a special version of Super Mario Brothers that has Drake instead of Luigi.
Ooh, man, Drake would love that.
He would love that.
He would love that.
What if you did him one better and just got Mario and Luigi themselves to show up? Even if it was men, Italian men in costumes, that's still pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
do you think
he would like that? I think Drake would like cartoon characters. Like, I think you go to Times Square and you get, you know, an Elmo and, like, an Iron Man and, like, a naked cowboy, and you go to Drake's birthday party and he'll be stoked to have, like, mascots there.
So where do you think Drake's having his birthday party? Like, what's the adult Dave and Buster's?
It's definitely at some corny...
Dave and Buster's is the adult Dave
I was
going
to say, sorry to...
He actually has had a party at Dave and Buster's before, yes.
That's
so Drake.
When did he do that? Oh,
I think it was right after I interviewed him, actually.
That's sick. I mean, God, that's such fucking classic Drake, man.
Yeah. Drake celebrated his 28th birthday at Dave & Buster's in New York City. That was in 2014. Jeez. That's such a great example of, like, Drake is just more Drake than Drake. Drake is just more real than you could a story you could, like, we were just joking, like, oh, he probably had his birthday at Dave and Buster's. Like, no, he really did. He's beyond parody.
You know, fun fact about the Dave and Buster's in Times Square, they have a pretty good happy hour from 4:30 to 7:30 on weekdays.
Half off
all cocktails and drinks, and then you get like a gift card for gaming.
It's
funny that you just said lit because I'm looking at photos from Drake's Dave and Buster's birthday.
What's a word that you use to describe him?
Well, jubilant. But
can you describe the lighting?
Dim. Okay. Very dim. But DJ Freestyle Steve posted a photo of him, and it just said, "Lit" is the caption. And then another one said, "Yup, it's going down at Champagne Poppy. Hashtag DJ Life.
Hashtag DJ Life.
Drake birthday party. Hashtag NYC. Hashtag DJ Life." These are terrible
Man,
photos.
Man, happy birthday, Drake.
Happy birthday,
you know,
Drake.
Happy birthday, Drake.
So it seems that Dave and Buster's, it's already been done. So I think we got to take, I think his birthday's got to be at the batting cages.
Yeah. I think Drake is having, now that he's in his 30s, I think Drake is having he's just having dumb parties at clubs. Like, he's not trying to, he's like, because he wants to be cool, like, he's maybe past the, like, kind of, you know, it's a little ironic going to Dave and Buster's or whatever, but now he's just, like, Drake's in this phase where he's just wearing, like, long, baggy black T-shirts and, like, black pants and black shoes, and he's just, like, always doing the coolest thing, which would be hanging out at a club.
What if he had his birthday party at St. Vitus and it was a goth night?
I mean, they would do that. Yeah,
I think they'd
talk to Castillo
down.
And he would do it in a second.
Yeah, Castillo, if you're listening.
David Castillo, if you're listening, let's hook up this Vitus after party.
Yeah, Drake, if you're listening, we got a good venue for your birthday.
Not to derail this Vitus party, which I think could totally happen.
Yeah. I've seen crazier.
Yeah, for sure.
Vitus is my favorite venue in New York.
Last year, Billboard had an article around Drake's 30th birthday where it looks like somebody from his team got him a gift that he really liked because he Instagrammed it. Mm-hmm. It is a signed, framed photo of Sade.
Oh, yes.
And
I love that.
He hashtagged it, "Woke up to see the most beautiful woman ever in my house." And referring to the Sade signed poster.
I mean, he loves Sade.
He loves Sade. Oh, wait, he Instagrammed something else. "Also woke up to see a tide rolling in my kitchen." He got, like, some sort of signed football jersey and helmet. That seems like something he'd like, too.
Like a college
football memorabilia?
Is it an Alabama
I don't know.
Jersey?
You tell me. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, it's an Alabama.
Okay.
Roll Tide.
You looked at it for, like, not even a second. You're like, yeah.
So, what if
you know,
we
I
got
him... sports.
Wait, so he thinks it's cool to have something signed by, like, a college football player.
Definitely. I mean, Drake is like pals with Johnny Manziel. Like, and they got, like...
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he supposed to, like, mentor Johnny Manziel and keep him from becoming an alcoholic? That really worked out.
Kind of went off the rails. I don't know if that was... I mean, that was the idea, I think. They were pals, and then...
Yeah, what happened to Johnny Manziel? Maybe that's what we get, and we fucking dig Johnny Manziel up from the damn CFL or whatever.
Johnny Manziel, if you're listening, you're welcome on the podcast.
The Sade poster was from Sade herself, which seems very vain to me.
No, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I feel like Sade probably, she fucks with Drake. Yeah. Definitely.
But then, holy shit, so then for 21 Savage's 24th birthday party.
Yeah, he gave him the Bentley or something.
A Ferrari,
shit.
Yeah.
Ferrari, yeah.
See, that's like the type of thing where somebody gives you a Ferrari and you're like, thanks, I got you this gift certificate to Whole Foods, so.
Also, a Ferrari, very irresponsible gift, uses a lot of gas, very dangerous.
It's more, the insurance on it is through the roof. You're like giving somebody the gift of a monthly insurance bill.
That, too, I remember when this happened, that was like a perfect example of Drake trying to stay relevant, too, because it was like 21 Savage was finally catching a little bit of, not finally, but he was just catching some mainstream success, like, and then all of a sudden, like, Drake, the fucking vampire that he is, was like, oh, here's, like, the new Atlanta rapper. I need to do a song with them. And so he recorded a few songs with him and then bought him a fucking Ferrari.
And now when they hang out, Drake's like, hey, man, remember when I bought you, how's the Ferrari going? How's the Ferrari treating you? Remember when I bought you that Ferrari? And it's like, yeah, man, I said thank you. I don't really know what else you want.
Maybe we'll go on a ride.
Yeah, sure.
Like, yeah, sure, man. Yeah. Can you just
go? Drake, I still don't drive stick. Like,
I'm not going to learn how to drive stick.
I have a reasonable car. I have a Lexus. That's fine. I don't need that.
21 Savage definitely drives like a hybrid Lexus.
Yeah.
And especially now that he's in his, like, relationship mode, you know? He's, like, really responsible these days, you know? He's really...
And plus, if a hybrid car... If you have a hybrid car, it doesn't make any noise, so you can just go, skirt, skirt.
That was funny. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, Drew.
You're welcome.
That was funny. Yeah.
Thank you. Was it not funny and that's why you
No,
guys
are... Drew. That was funny.
So we're at Drake's party. And,
yeah, 23 minutes into this episode, we're at Drake's birthday.
The place is full of notable college athletes.
Notable college athletes.
A whom's whom.
A whom's whom of college athletes, Instagram models.
Sade's in the corner, just signing shit.
Signing stuff. 21 Savage was there because Drake got him a fucking Ferrari, and he felt weird about not going to his party. And you know what I also imagined? He's in a club. It's like in the 40-40 club or some shit. Jay-Z's definitely not there.
No.
And
he texted him like last minute. Like, yeah, actually, you know what, man?
Oh, sorry.
Something came up.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we need a beer next week.
They won't get that beer. Yeah. They're not getting that beer.
But there's definitely ice sculptures all around. Like, there's so many fucking ice.
Like,
sculptures.
One, like, of him, or, like, the owl.
The owl, OVO owl. Of, I don't know, of him. Yeah, there's one of him, yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's different owl shapes.
There's a nice sculpture of a tree with a knot in it that you fuck. That's God called a callback.
Damn it.
Well, on that note... This has been the birthday episode of Drake.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Should we sing Drake happy birthday?
Yeah, we should.
Okay, I think we should.
And I want this to serve as a gesture of how committed we are to having Drake on this podcast, that we're going to sing happy birthday to Drake.
Yeah.
Drake, here's your birthday. Come on the podcast.
Wait, can we sing it to... Can you pull up a karaoke version of Hold On, We're Going Home?
No, we can't. We don't have the rights.
Oh!
Yeah, we got to stay away from that.
We can sing a song that sounds like that.
Happy birthday, we're okay to do this one, I think.
Yeah, this is free rights.
Yeah, there's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that
maybe,
was in
maybe
domain,
just to be safe, we should do it, but not say birthday in it. We should just...
Happy...
Date of birth.
To you.
Happy
date of birth.
To you.
Happy date of birth.
Stop saying birthday.
Dear Drake.
Happy date of birth to you.
Just hold on. It's Drake's birthday.
Dude, we don't have the rights.
Well, no, I believe if it's like you... it's different because it's a parody.
Drake, we are risking getting serious lawsuits for you and your birthday. Please come on the podcast. This has been October's Very Own with Dan Ozzie, Eric Sunderman, and our special guest, Drew Millard.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.